Let's go straight, as I say, to Louise Barry, singer-songwriter with Frozen Stairs, and Colm Key, producer. I think we've Colm first. Good morning, Colm. How are you getting on?
Yeah, going grand, Damien.
Good. And Louise is there as well. How are you going, Louise?
I'm doing great, Damien. Good to hear from you.
And good to talk to you both. Thank you very much for joining us. You're singer-songwriter, Louise Barry. Tell me a little bit about your background and family background, Louise.
I was born in Cork down at Finbarr's Hospital to a Kerry woman from Listowel. My father was a British man from Northampton, Leicester, and he came over to Ireland, met my mother. My mother met him, actually. Her brother got married to a lady from Kinsale, and my mother got a little job down there with her brother at one of the hotels where they were doing music.
Yeah.
And she met my father. My father was a jazz musician, and he had one of the first recording studios down in Kinsale in Cork. And so they started a love affair, and I'm a bit of a love child, aren't I?
And again, some people say that a radio presenter will ask somebody's background because of, like, fluff and just to try and pad out a few minutes. That's not the reason I ask it in this specific instance, because a lot of people in the music industry, correct me if I'm wrong, you get the music from somewhere. It's like being a journalist or being a different profession, you know, being an accountant, God forbid. I don't know where they get that from. But, like, it comes from somewhere. So there is a history of music in your family, yeah?
There is, yeah. And what I discovered later in life, because I didn't grow up with my mother, with my father. My mom actually married when I was two. So I grew up with my stepfather, and I didn't really know much about my father until I met him when I was 22. And I was actually at that point in the Paul McCartney School in Liverpool. And I suppose, you know, because my father was in the middle of a divorce at the time, it was kind of difficult for my mother's family and his own family to accept, you know, that there was a child out of wedlock. So it wasn't until later in life I discovered this kind of music background. And my grandmother, Dorothy Taylor, she was one of the first pianists to play for the BBC Orchestra.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a funny thing. Like, when I met my father at 22, I was telling him, I'm a dancer. And he's like, you're not, you're a singer. I was like, I'm a dancer.
Wow.
And, you know, he kind of, and when I was in the Paul McCartney School, I did a singing module, and they were kind of pushing me to go towards the singing side of it. And when we had music producers from EMI came in, even though I was in a performing arts school and singing school, they were looking to put a band together. And I kind of got fingered out, I suppose, from one of the vocal coaches as this girl on community arts course doing dance and drama and a little bit of music, but kind of put me forward for the singing. And I suppose I discovered then, like, you know, maybe I would do a bit of this.
Colm, because it leads me nicely, as they say, the segue style into the chat with Colm now. Colm, from your perspective, just touching on that before we talk about specifically your own collaborations, I did piano at up to grade 7, Colm, and I was useless at it because I could only sight read. I was no good. I didn't have an ear for music, and there was no music in my family. Do you think, Colm, from your perspective, is it a learned behaviour, or is it a genetic thing, or where does it come from? Like, where does it come from your perspective?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I definitely think it's something genetic, I think, because I think, like you said, I think most musicians that I know and I've met and I've collaborated with, there is some sort of lineage of music going back. And it definitely exists in my family. I had, you know, both my brothers were musicians, and my father was a musician also, and we owned a pub here in Dungarvan for years back in the 80s, so there was always a sing-song going on in the corner, and my father kind of playing the guitar with other family members, and various uncles and aunts and cousins, and even going back generations that were somehow involved with music, either as accordion players or singers, and so, it was something that was there from an early age. I was always drawn to it from my first memories growing up here in Dungarvan.
And obviously from our Dungarvan listening experience, I'm going to have to ask you about your father and the name of the pub, and tell me a little bit about that.
The pub, now it's called Downies, which would be still a fairly well-known pub. Back in the day, it was called the Schooner.
Yeah.
That was the name of the pub when we ran it. So, and it's still going strong. They still have their, they have a sessions upstairs now, a few nights a week up there with traditional singing, and so it's good that it's still
still kind of moving along. The music is still there, going strong.
And you've released two EPs yourself over the last few years in collaborative projects. How did yourself and Louise come to know each other in terms of working together?
Funny enough, it was through an ad that I had put up online about, you know, going back maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago. And Louise answered it, and the first time I met, she came over to my home studio here in Dungarvan, and I inquired, "Oh, where do you live?" And she kind of just pointed out the window, and it was just a house literally five or six doors down, and we'd never seen each other past. She literally lived right across the street from myself, so it was we both found it very, very strange. And but yeah, we've been great friends ever since, and have always done music here and there. But I think with COVID and the lockdown, we both had so much time in our hands, and the gigs have been closed down and shut down. So we kind of just for the last almost a year now, been working away on this our first collaborative release. We'll have an album coming out hopefully by the end of the year, and we have our second single coming out in the end of April, and we're really excited about it. It's been an incredibly speedy and enjoyable process. We have great connection when it comes to music. I don't sing myself, but so it's great to have Louise, who just I think just has one of the most fantastic special voices around, and so it's and I'm very excited about it.
Do you have a good ear for music then, Colm? Because like I said, if I hear music, I can't play it on the piano, and that's one of the reasons I gave up the piano. But you can hear, you've a trained ear for listening to the types of music that you want to produce, yeah?
I'm entirely self-taught. I've never had a lesson on any of the instruments I play. I play guitar and bass and keys and synth, and I do a lot of drum programming and
excellent
ukulele and a few other instruments, but entirely self-taught, and I just always had such a passion for it. I just poured so much time into practicing from probably the age of 10 or 11. I was just after school, I'd be in the room and just I'd have my record player and my tape player on. I have to learn the song, and we were brought up on great music. My mother and father and older brothers were, you know, into all the classic rock and the Beatles and the Stones and Hendrix and Pink Floyd and Elvis, and so all the greats. So it was a great atmosphere to grow up having such, fantastic music being played all the time.
Louise, just recreate that moment when you met Colm and you said, "I live over there," and you went, oh my god, is that right? You're not serious? Yeah, go on, recreate it now, come on.
It was just the funniest thing, because as you said, you could literally point out the window and see my house.
Yeah, we're going to play Gonzo now in a little while. Frozen Stairs, obviously, in terms of people want to access this. And I'll give all the details out in a little minute. People that are going to listen to this, Colm, what are they? What should they be listening out for from, a harmonious perspective? What are they looking for in terms of the mix and the production values within this?
I think with Louise myself, it's we don't really pigeonhole ourselves in a genre of music when we write, or even what we listen to. We could be listening to at home Johnny Cash one day, and the next day.
Louise, you have an exciting year coming up. Obviously, Frozen Stairs released the debut single Gonzo November 22nd of last year. It's available on all streaming and download services, and you're hoping to get back and do a bit of gigging, and hopefully then bring out the EP later in the year.
I am indeed. We actually have our single kind of pretty much ready to go, hopefully out there by the end of April. The single's going to be quite different to Gonzo. It's kind of a bit of a dance floor stomper. So we just want to see people get out again and enjoy gigs, have a bit of fun. We want to have a bit of fun. I want to move on stage, and I want to see eyeballs in the crowd. I just miss the energy of being out and about and performing, because that's what it's all about. And in regards to the EP, we hope to finish that this year, get it out. And myself, I'm working also on a with a book called Publishing Company. I wrote with them a couple of years ago for Mental Health for Millennials. It was all about music and mental health and how it's good for the person writing and how I got into music, and also how it's good for people in general to be out at concerts, enjoying music and experiencing music and, you know, using it for your well-being, which is kind of, you know, goes in tandem back and forth, you know. The book I'm writing for at the moment is all about hope and resilience and inclusion. and in the music industry, and I'm looking forward to finishing that and getting that out this year too.
Okay, well, fair play to you. Louise Colum, listen, thanks so much. Mind yourselves, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody at WLO. We appreciate the support, both from yourselves and Imro.